Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Chav Dalet, and we're going to talk about for most of the time, and maybe a second aspect if we have time, elements of Talmud Torah. We've had a number of shiurim related to Talmud Torah in the past. Today we're going to talk about understanding in Talmud Torah. Is understanding a prerequisite for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What if I learn and I don't really get it, and I don't understand it, I try to understand it, but I get wrong shots. So what exactly, how do we look at that in terms of Talmud Torah? What if I just take out a Gemara and I have no idea any Aramaic and I just read the words without trying to understand it? Is there any schar for that? Is that Talmud Torah? Is there any difference between different parts of Torah? So just a couple of marmakomos. That's what we're going to talk about in today's shiur. Where does this come up? It comes up here Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, a line that comes up a number of times in the Gemara, where the discussion is about the context of the Gemara, is about Bibrin, about trapping on Yantif. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, not every Bibar, not every area where animals go are equal. It depends. Sometimes if you go into a Bibar, the animal, it's going to be small enough that it's going to be considered trapped. So once you put it into that area, that's the malacha of trapping. And once it's in that area, then there's no more malacha of trapping. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it depends on the bibar. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shmuel says, we paskin like that. We paskin that not every bibar is equal. Right? It depends on how big, it depends on how many corners there are. Not every bibar is equal. So Shmuel says, we paskin like that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya says back to Rav Yosef, who quoted this from Rav Yudam Shmuel. So Abaya says to Rav Yosef, halacha mechal de pligi, what do you mean the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel? That implies that the Tanakama argues. Is that true? You say, we paskin this way, but doesn't everybody agree to that? How do you know that there's a machlokas? Achla mechal de pligi, Rashi. Mechal de pligi, Rabbanan alei. Lamei mar kala bibar and shavin. What, does the Tanakama, the Rabbanan say that all bibars are equal? Bitvia. Vo kimna be bibar katan mishub denitzot va'omeid. We already said that small bibars are not a problem to trap from, because the animal's already considered trapped. So, says Abaya, are you implying that there's a machlokas here? So Amar Leh, so Rav Yosef says back to Rav Yosef, my nafka lechamina. Well, what difference does it make to you? I told you this is what we paskin. So who cares what about the other shita? We paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So does it matter whether the Rabbanan argue? Right, Rashi, Iyamina alecha kol shekein, di lo pligi ilchazi. You're saying, oh, maybe they don't argue? Then for sure I'm right. So well, what are you asking about? So Amar Leh, so Abaya says, no, Gemara Gemar Zemarta Tehei. So what does that mean? Gemara Gemar, learning the Gemara, is it a song? Meaning, Abaya says, I want to know the truth of the Torah. I want to know exactly what each shita holds and go from there. Right? I don't want to say, oh yeah, whatever it is, doesn't really matter because we pass it this way. No, I want to understand whether the Rabbanan agree with that or not. It's not just Torah, that's something that just I sing. I don't have to understand it. I want to understand every detail. That's Rashi. Mashal shotim hu. This is a mashal that the fools use, meaning ones that aren't well versed in Torah. Kamo zavo zavon tagra ikri. Kach Gemara Gemara, Omar Latalmud Shota, Lamod Hain, MS Ain Shibush. Yeah, just learn this as a song, whether it's true or not. Vihelecha Lazamer Lashir. Yeah, just learn it and then you'll be able to sing it, even if you won't be able to understand it. So that's what Rav Yosef says to us. That's what Abaya says to Rav Yosef. I'm interested in knowing exactly every detail and understanding every detail. So, again, does this imply, or it does imply, that understanding plays a major role in Torah? Abaya doesn't want to just say the words, right? He wants to understand it. So the Ben Yoyada already makes the comment here on our Gemara, and then we'll branch out. Ben Yoyada says, the Ben Ishchai, maybe there's two aspects and two elements in Talmud Torah. Maybe there's two elements. Gemara, Gemara, Zavar today. Nearly B'siyata D'Shmaya, as he starts off every paragraph. Hakavana, ki be'esek HaTorah yishtei to'aliyos. In learning Torah, there are two benefits. There are two elements. Ha'echad, hu sheyada ha'maisa asher yase. Number one, to know what to do. What we call lilmon amanas la'asos. To know what to do. So obviously there, says the Ben Yoyada, you have to understand what's going on. Because if I don't understand it, I'm not going to know what to do. I have to understand there's something called malachas, and there's something called categories within the malacha. And I have to understand there's something called seidah. If I don't understand what I'm doing, again, it doesn't mean I have to understand every single detail of every single halacha, but general understanding is crucial. So that's number one. Sheyeda ha-maisa sheyaseh. The habez, and then the second aspect, the way that the Ben Yoyada formulates it here is the Kabbalistic aspect of learning Torah. The effects that it has in Shamayim. Va'habez shebezeh ha-limud mizamer aritzim heim ha-klipos. Right, this prunes away the externals, right? The klipos, the shells. V'imlomed hilchas ala meshicha o pilpul. So if somebody learns halachas that aren't lamaisa at that moment, or he's just mafalpel in Torah, delekamine nafkusa linyan dina. There's no halachic difference. Ein bo toelas harishona. He might not have the first toelas because it's not helping him to know what to do. Elarak toelas achrona. She lezamer aritzim. But I'll have the second toelas, which is about lezamer. So he's playing on the words of lezamer, the Kabbalistic term of pruning. Pruning away the aspects that are external and the word zamor to sing. So he's connecting those two words. And that's what Gemara Zamar. So Abaye was saying that okay, maybe it'll help the Kabbalistic aspect about Zimur, but not the Lamaisa aspect. These two, in other words, there's some Torah that you have to understand, and there's some Torah that's just magical, even if I don't understand it, it has some effect. Maybe in Shamayim, maybe on my Neshama, V'chulu. It does. They're not exactly the same two elements, but the two elements that many Mefarshim quote, I'll quote it from the Beis Halevi in Parshas Mishpatim, and that is in terms of Limud HaTorah Lo Bonamalas Lasos and Limud HaTorah Lishma. Right, that's not exactly the same as the two of the Ben Yoyada, but they're parallel. Again, limud lamanamas lasos, you have to know what you do, you have to understand. You know, if I read something and I think it's mutter and it's really usser, and so then obviously I'm not going to do the right thing. But if it's limud Torah lishma, which is just to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that type of limud Torah, so then maybe even without understanding. Again, I always have to try to understand, but even without, it could be Limud HaTorah, because I'm learning L'Shem, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pesach Levi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, where he talks about these two types. Yadua de Limud HaTorah hu mishtei panim. Echad kadei leida heichu malasos, v'im lo yilmod heichi kayim, v'lo ama aretz chasid. Number one, to know what to do. And he says, by the way, women are obligated in this type 1 Talmud Torah. Even though the Gemara says that women are exempt from Talmud Torah, peturas from Talmud Torah, that's not this Talmud Torah. Women have to do mitzvos, women have to keep Shabbos and kashrus, so of course they have to learn in order to know what to do. So women are obligated, like the quotes from the Ramah, the Ramah Yeridea says, women are obligated to learn all the mitzvos that are shayach to them. But then there's a second element of Talmud Torah. There's an added obligation for men. The learning that women do is crucially important, but it's really an element of the mitzvah itself. It's getting ready, it's a hechsher to be able to do the mitzvah. Right, it's a mitzvah say itself, not just leading to the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara says in Menachas Adites, when Rabbi Shmuel's nephew asked him, well, I learned Kala Torah Kula. Can I learn Chachmas Yevanis now? Can I learn Greek, whatever you want to call it, mythology? And the answer is, well, farther time, that's not day and night, and then you can learn it. So what's the answer? He knew all of Torah. So he was asking, well, I know all of Torah, so what more do I have to learn? So Rabbi Shmuel is telling him, Torah is not just about knowing in order to know what to do. Every second of Talmud Torah is valuable, even if you know exactly everything what to do. He already was yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah regarding to kiyam hamitzvos, because he already knew everything. If the goal of study is to gain knowledge to be able to do something, so that it doesn't make sense, says the Beis Halevi, to keep learning after I know what to do. Right? If my goal is to know what 2 + 2 is, so then once I know the answer, it doesn't make sense to review that. Right? I know that already. There's no inherent value to relearning that math equation. Right? Unless there's something deeper, there's a harder equation that I'm building up to. But if not, then there's no reason. So that is the Beis Halevi. And he says that's the gavlus. That's why that's the gavlus of Nasa v'Nishma. If we would have said Nishma v'Nasa, that I would have only thought Nishma, I'm going to learn v'Nasa in order to know what to do. So that would have been, you know, fine. What everything that I was ready for. But if it's Lilmod Amanas, Nishma, so what does that teach me? That teaches me that it's not only about the learning, because that's happening after the Nasa. There's Nasa, and then there's Nishma, so which means that the learning is a separate element. And the Beis Halevi continues there, discussing this idea, right? So he gives the pshat in the Shalobercha Batara Tchila, because they didn't understand the value of Talmud Torah Lishma. Okay, we discussed that Beis Halevi in the past. But anyway, that Beis Halevi is similar to the Ben Yoyada here on our Gemara in terms of the two elements of Talmud Torah, and one of them is crucial. There are many Gemaras that give us certain impressions. Just to mention one, remember the Nechemiah Hamsuni Gemara that he stopped. He darshened all the Essen and then he stopped when he thought he was wrong because he couldn't darshen as Hashem Elokecha Tira until Rabbi Kiva came along and said L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. So one doesn't get the impression from that Gemara that he wasted his life in terms of being Mevatel Torah. The impression sounds like, okay, I think I was wrong. I guess Essen are not supposed to be darshened, and therefore I'll stop darshening. And that's what he says. Kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kach akabo schar ala prisha. So what does the Gemara say? That he's going to get schar al hadrisha. What do you mean? He was wrong. He misunderstood according to his view. Why is he going to get schar for that? Right? So what does that sound like? It sounds like, even without understanding. And it doesn't sound like that's just Limud HaTorah Lishma. He was darshaning Essen in order to learn Halacha L'maisa. He was learning Drushus, right? Just like the only one that we have there is L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. You have to be in awe of the rabbis, which is a Halacha L'maisa, which is a mitzvah. So just that Gemara, just the language of that Gemara sounds like there is schar, there is reward, even if I don't understand anything. Right, kacha gavol schar al kishem shekibat the schar al adrisha. What does that say? He got schar, but now the schar is going to be taken away because it was bittul Torah. He didn't understand. It sounds like that there is schar, but there is a discussion in the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Nun in Arachayim in Simen Nun, that's the simen about karbanos. Oh, it's an underrated, underappreciated simen that we have to publicize. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Kavu l'shanos achar parshas hatamid paragezel makom and a brisa derbi shmuel. Right, there's a separate simon, one sif. The whole simon is one sif that we learned. The Chazal say we should say the parsha of the Talmud and then parsha ezel makomon, the fifth parak of Zvachim, and the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Kadesh yizke kol adam lilmor b'chol yom mikra mishnah v'gemara. So that every Jew is zochet to learn a little bit of Torah, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara every day. Parshas Talmud is Torah, and Ezel Makoman is Mishnah, and the Rabbi Shmuel is a Brisa, Gemara. So that's what we do. We learn after each morning. The Brisa Rabbi Shmuel having become Gemara, Shemedrash Gemara. But we also do that earlier. Right, we also have that right after we say the Berachas HaTorah. We say Berachas Hashem Yishbaracha, which is Torah. We have the first line Elul Dvarim, which is the first Mishnah in Peah, and then we have the second Elul Dvarim, which is a Brisa. Right, so the same idea. We do that twice. But the Magen Avraham says here on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, so that you can be Zochel Lilmod B'chol Yom Mikra Mishnah Gemara Nirali Dafka Bizmaneim Shayim Evinim Lashem Targum. You only get the credit for this learning if you understand what you're saying. If you understand the Ezel Makoman, so then, if I understand that you've gone through the Mishnayos before, Aval Achshav She'ein Mevinim, but nowadays, says the Magen Avraham in Poland in the 1600s, well, we don't understand Tzricham Lomod Lahavin. You have to study it in order to understand it, in order to be able to consider Limud. Dim Lom Kein, Eino Nechshav LeLimud. Because if not, it's not called learning. V'afde B'tfila Mutav L'spala B'lashen Shemevin, so too in davening. It's better to daven in a language that you understand, as I wrote earlier. But at least by davening, you can say Hashem understands the words, so therefore He'll accept it. says the Magen Avraham, but if you say the Mishnah and you don't understand it, that's not called learning. You have to understand what you're saying for learning. That is the Magen Avraham, a much discussed Magen Avraham. It's not called Limud if I don't understand. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and this is much discussed, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, in his Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Talmud Torah. He redid a lot of the Hilchos Talmud Torah based on the Rambam, but he redid a lot of it. So it says here in the Perek Beis, he quotes, he agrees with the Magen Avraham halfway. Bamedvarim Amurim, when do I say, well, let's say, let's go back to the previous line for a second. Ach imotzi b'sfasav, afal pi she'eno mevin, afilu pirish amilos, b'pneishu ama aretz harizem mekai mitzvos limatim osamas b'nechem. Seems to so far argue. He says, no! When you say words of Torah, that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand. And that's why a total Amma Aretz who doesn't understand anything says Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why? So you might have said, because it's a Birchas Shevach, right? You're not learning. But he says, no, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if I don't understand. But then he adds, Bameh Dvar Mamurim, B'Torah Shebichsav. When do I say there's a mitzvah, even if I don't understand it? By Tanakh. By Torah Shebichsav. Torah that's written, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is inherent value of saying the words. Avo b'Torah Shebal Peh, Emeinu Meivin HaPirish, Eino Nechshav Limuklau. I think that's all the Magen Avraham is talking about, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Magen Avraham is not talking about the Karbet Tamid. He's talking about Izel Makoman. He's talking about Rabbi Yishmael. V'yafal Pike, but he does add, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, but it's still a good idea to learn Torah Shebal Peh, even if you don't understand it. Why? Yesh la'adam, what, it's better just to like be read a book? Yesh la'adam la'asok b'chala Torah gamet v'erim shalo yuchal la'avin. It's better for a person to learn Torah even if he doesn't understand it. U'la'asid lavo, he quotes a Zohar, because in the future, yizke la'avin u'la'asid kala Torah sh'asak bo'bo la'mazeh. V'lo yisigim yikotzer daito. In the future, when Mashiach comes, all Torah that we learned in this world, even if we didn't understand it, will be zochet to understand it in the future. Right, we were just limited because of our finite abilities, so Hashem is going to take away those finite limitations, and we will be able to understand everything that we couldn't understand in this world. So the Magen Avraham says, you have to understand. The Shulchan Aruch says, limits it. It's only Torah Shebal Peh that you have to understand, not Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is okay, even if you don't understand it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky goes one step further in the Hakdama to the Emes Liakov, Ala Torah, he says, maybe only Torah, not even Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right? Because Torah was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Dvar Hashem. Nevi'im, they kind of formulated their nevuos in their own words. Again, we've discussed this with Rabbi Yaakov in the past, the difference between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim based on the Gemara and Megillah. But Rabbi Yaakov says there that everything flows from Torah. Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that's where he has the mashal. Nevi'im and Ksuvim are to Torah like Gemara is to Mishnah. It's an expansion. So there are elements there are some sources here that discuss how Talmud Torah has a crucial element of understanding. But as I said before, that Drisha, Kishen Shekabat Yischar La Drisha, gives the impression that even if I don't understand it. And there are other sources along those lines as well. Remember the Gemara, remember the Hakdama of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe, we discussed this in the Sugya of Elu Ve'elu. Devi Elokim Chaim. Rav Moshe in the Hakdama talks about, why am I writing the Sefer? Why am I people asking me questions? I don't know if I'm Roy for it. But then Rav Moshe says, you know what? There's two types of MS. There's emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. There's ultimate truth, which is in Shemayim, which is considered ultimate truth. And then there's emes la'amita, but then there's emes la'hora'a. Emes for paskening purposes. Meaning, if a posek goes through the motions, the proper motions, and studies Shas and Poskim, and focuses with Kovid Rosh and Yirameh Hashem Yisbarach, and he comes up with an answer to a psak, and that psak is different than the ultimate emes in Shemayim, that's okay. That's the psak that should be considered a type of emes in this world, and we paskin based on that, and he's going to get schar for it. What does that whole idea show? That a person could quote-unquote be wrong and not get to the emes la'amita, and still you act on it, and it's emes. So obviously, there's schar for that drishan, for that Talmud Torah. Right? Remember the Gemara also in Bava Metzia Daf Pevav. one of the most fascinating Gemaras in all of Shas, where there's a machlokas about a detail of halacha in Hilchos Saras between Hashem and the angels. There's a machlokas between Hashem and the angels. And they say, who are we going to go ask? Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. We're going to go ask him because he's the Baki in Tumah V'Tahara. And they ask him, and he paskins? He paskins? Sorry, paskins like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And guess what? The Rambam paskins against that. The Kesef Mishnah points out the only time that the Kesef Mishnah paskins against God, right, is this detail in Hilchos Aras. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. But it's the only we find that. So what does that mean? That means there's different levels of truth. Right, even if I don't get to the ultimate MS, the Maharal says in the Hak Yisrael, the Maharal says that the reason that we say La'asot B'Divrei Torah and not Lilmo Torah is to because we might not come to the ultimate MS. The Maharal says, Ki Lilmo Torah lo shayich rak al mi shelama Torah u'machavein ha'alacha la'amitasa. Shebaze shayich limud Torah. Avol mi she'eno machavein ha'alacha la'amitasa ein ze limud. But it doesn't mean that you're not getting the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. L'kach b'avarach l'asot b'devei Torah, b'en shu mechavin halacha, o ishin mechavin halacha, rak shechavin lo moda emes. Af al pi shehu shogeg, ki harei ki limen atorah la'atzmo nakel ma'od, v'en sarach lachosh l'shum davar. So, you know, we do our best. We do our best. So obviously we try to understand as best as we can, but, and that's the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but that's all Hashem asks of us, right? Try to do our best. Again, if there's a choice of learning something slower and understanding it, or learning something faster and just flying through it and not understanding it, maybe the former would be more appropriate. But again, it's a balance in terms of understanding. The second element that we didn't get to is the on Amaveis. On Amaveis, what the Gemara says, Al Yimana Adam Atma Beis HaMedrash, Afilu Shalachas, don't lose out of learning for a second, because if I lose 1 second, then I might miss something the Rebbe, you know, says, that it's, that's in terms of every second of Talmud Torah being crucial and not wasting a minute. So that's another topic that we'll have to talk about that at a certain point. But this was understanding in Talmud Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.